All right, there's two things we're going to do today, one of which is DNA replication. That involves one packet. And so specifically that means doing, I think, pages 7, 8, and 9, right? Yeah. 7, 8, and 9 are what I want you to do for the DNA replication part. That'll involve the puzzles again, but instead of just exploring the structure, you're going to model how it's replicated, which you've already been through, so it shouldn't be new material to you, but it's good to review it. Not only for the practicum, but for the upcoming lecture examination. The other part is a much reduced version of PCR, that's the one that we've had all these problems with, which is why there wasn't a PCR pre-lab. I canceled that. And also what we are normally doing for PCR has been totally changed because those are the kits we couldn't get. So that's what the other handout is all about, the one with color. And so there's introductory material that's important, but that's, as far as what you're actually doing, that begins on page 4. Now, this is going to involve me preparing some mixtures for you, which aren't quite thawed out, so I might not have those immediately ready, but I will as soon as I thaw those tubes out. You'll also have to have your own tubes thawed out, because the owl DNA that the packet refers to is back here. You'll see 20 tubes labeled 1 through 20. Pick any two that you want, just randomly, per group. All right, that represents two different owl DNA samples. Your part is pretty easy. It's in the old protocol, the one that this replaced, or the one that we couldn't get kits for, you had to do a lot more work, basically. And actually, frankly, that was a lot of opportunity for things to go wrong, which is why I usually had pretty bad results for that. So I think I'll just blame it on the students and say they were doing something wrong in one of those steps. Anyway, this has a much better chance at having success next week when we view the results. You won't see anything today. You're just preparing it. Hopefully that's true. But anyway, all you really have to do is choose your two owl samples. Make sure you write down those numbers. Now, don't touch any of those little tubes that are sitting in front of you. Don't touch them with your bare hands at all. Before you actually start working with these tubes, make sure you put gloves on, because you don't want to get your own DNA on these tubes. But once you get gloves on and pick them up, you'll appreciate how tiny these are. And it's telling you basically to write a paragraph on each of these. You're not going to be able to write that much on these. So what I want you to do is come up with some sort of identifying mark that's different from the other groups, and make a note of what your mark is. But for each of your tubes, you also have to write down all the stuff that it says to label on the tube itself. Make sure you know which of the two tubes is yours, and know what is in each of your two tubes. So make notes about that. All right, because eventually, after you get the ingredients from me and then put your DNA in the tube, you'll be placing them eventually in this, well, I'll be placing them in the thermal cycler, which is the name of this machine. It's what automates nowadays the process you're doing, which is polymerase chain reaction. PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction. And it's, as you can read in the introductory material in the packet, polymerase chain reaction is a way to drastically amplify the amount of DNA that you have for whatever reason. And this is why it's so important in forensics, for instance, because sometimes in forensics you might have some DNA there, but very little. And in order to do testing on DNA, you might need a lot more than you have in the sample at the crime scene, for instance. That's what it is. this is important beyond just crime scene investigation, but that's one example. Well, the nice thing about DNA, as we've been learning in lecture, is that it serves as a template for how to copy itself, right? PCR automates what's done in the cell in the process of DNA replication, so that if you start with just a tiny amount of DNA, you can make as much as you want identical copies of that same DNA by mimicking what the cell does in DNA replication. But instead of doing it just once, which is what one cell does to produce enough for two cells, the thermal cycler, as it's called, will do this process over and over. So it'll go through as many cell cycles as you set it for, usually 40. Well, think about what that means. That means it doubles every generation. So if you set it for 40 cycles, however much DNA you start with, you're going to have 2 to the 40th power numbers of copies. Put that in your calculator and you'll see that 2 to the 40th power is a big number. And you could set it for more than 40. It just depends on how much you want to put, raw materials you want to put into building it. The important point, though, is that it's all identical to the stuff that you've gotten from your sample. And therefore, you can make as much as you want so that you have enough to run various kinds of tests on, for instance. All right, that's what PCR is. But when you get your tube set up, which means getting the ingredients from me and then putting your DNA into it, according to the instructions, you're going to come over with gloves and put your two tubes somewhere in this grid. And it doesn't matter where you put your two tubes, but you need to know where they're going to be next week. So that's why there's a corresponding paper. Grid corresponds to the plastic grid. And you need to write down your initials or your group identifier in the two spaces that you occupy. Okay? So put your tubes in first, then find on the paper the boxes that correspond to your two positions and write down your initials so that you know where they are next week. That all clear? Pretty easy as far as what you have to do. I just need to prepare the stuff to get you ready. And just make sure you use good micropipetting techniques and glove up before you start. The rest of it is working with puzzles, so that's pretty straightforward. So I'll end the recording there.